You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the IPSA World Blind Games 2023, and we're at the tennis, and I'm chatting with Monica, who's one of the GB visually impaired tennis players. Monica, how did you first get into playing visually impaired tennis?
It was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. Every year I challenged myself to try something new, and I was just scrolling through the internet trying to find something new, and I came across visually impaired tennis, and I thought, how does that work? You know, so I had a look, and then there was a session put on by Metro Blind Sport at I think it was Leighton in the East London, and the thing that actually made me go was that they were going to do a meet and greet, because the logistics of getting to an event are always more difficult than the actual taking part. So the fact that they had a meet and greet, and they met me at Leighton Station, and then they walked us to the tennis center, and then they explained how the game worked, and sort of did a few 5 or 6 underarm throws and said, you know, hit the ball, and I got like 2 out of 5, and I was, wow, this is quite exciting. So there, I guess that's when it all began, and I sort of really, really enjoyed that session, so carried on going to more sessions, and then there was one at Islington, again run by Metro Blind Sport, and you know, I started getting better and better, and then went into regionals and nationals, and now, amazingly enough, I'm here.
Yeah, because it's one of those sports where, I mean, I had to go this week at the activation zone, and when you actually hit, when you do a serve or when you hit a ball back, you've actually made contact and hit a ball. That's just really exciting, isn't
it? It's really exciting, because at school I went to a sighted school, and I could never hit any balls or catch any balls or shoot any, you know, netball baskets or anything like that. So when you actually, as you said, make the connection, then you feel, oh wow, I can do it.
Was there not the opportunity for you at school to do sports? Were they not encouraging of you because of your visual impairment?
Absolutely not, no. I just went to a mainstream school, and you know, I was always that kid that was last to be picked. They always do. They get the two coolest girls in the class to pick the two teams, and you know, who wants a blind person on their team playing netball or hockey or anything like that? So no, I did. I never got into sport until my 40s. When I discovered VI sport.
And you know, it's not just about the sport, it's also about the sort of, you know, the sort of relationships you build with people, and it's nice to be part of almost like a sporting family.
Absolutely. I think that's probably more what I've got out of this playing the tennis, is meeting a whole new bunch of people and having something in common. Because I was always the kid at school, you know, I was always the odd one out because I couldn't see. But here, everybody's in the same boat. But we don't harp on about the visual impairment. We're just a bunch of friends that get on together, and on our common denominator, I suppose, is that we have a visual impairment. But you know, we laugh at each other, we take the mick out of each other, and you know, it's really nice to see some of the same faces at all the different tournaments. And you know, I've made some really good friends through the tennis, and so it is. It's much more about the camaraderie than, well, I don't know about as much as, but equal.
I think it's both, isn't it? It's about competing, and it's about the fun. Yeah. And have you played already so far during the competition?
Not yet. No, I've got my first match at 3:30 today, so it's a long wait. It's like we had a training day yesterday, and a lot. I've just literally come out of watching one of my compatriots, but no, mine's not until 3:30. So I'm trying to keep calm, which is quite difficult.
Well, especially being asked to do a radio interview as well.
That took me by surprise, but that's fine. It's distracted me, which is good.
And how do you feel, sort of coming into your first match of the championships?
I'm obviously quite nervous, because the thing with the circuit, the regional circuit, is you come across the same people over and over again, so you know more or less their game. But I'm in a group with 4 people that I've never met before, let alone played against. So it's, the whole thing's going to be very new, to see how they serve, how they return, and obviously new conditions, new tennis court. So I'm quite nervous, but I'm trying to keep myself calm. But I'm also really sort of excited to be here.
And it's great that also here at the IPSA World Blind Games 2023, we have the activation zone where people can try out visually impaired tennis.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous, because as I said, I never had anything like that when I was growing up. I've literally found it through sort of word of mouth, and I've got involved that way. But if I'd had something like that when I was, you know, in my teens or earlier on in life, you know, life would have just opened up so much more opportunities earlier on, rather than waiting until later in life to actually compete. if I'd done it 20 years ago, I might have been a lot fitter and a lot more energetic.
I'm sure you're pretty good on the tennis courts. Well, Monica, I wish you all the best for this afternoon, for your match and for the rest of the championships. And thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problems. Thank you for having me.